In Northwest News from KPLU, Seattle officials say there's not a lot of action they can take to regulate oil trains. But the derailment of one beneath the Magnolia Bridge at the height of the morning commute nearly a year ago was scary enough to get the mayor and council working hard on the issue. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
A new resolution is going before the city council that makes a series of requests to other entities. That's because the railroads that carry the oil trains are federally regulated.
The reality is there's not a lot of specific things that the city can do.
That's Councilmember Mike O'Brien, chief sponsor of the resolution. Seattle has been working with BNSF Railway to get upgrades to the 100-year-old tunnel under downtown that it owns. It needs a new emergency radio communication system, and the city wants more detail from the railroad on everything from how to get the right fire-suppressing foams and ventilation equipment in place to what kind of insurance policy it could realistically rely on if there were a big oil fire. Federal regulators have already prompted some improvements, including lower speeds and safer tanker cars. The council's still pushing for stricter laws on the federal level regarding exactly what kinds of fuels can be shipped and how to fund upgrades that communities need. O'Brien says cities like Seattle shouldn't have to subsidize the oil and rail industries.
They're making significant profit on this, and we as a city are bearing the risk.
The resolution also calls for restrictions on oil train traffic during large sporting events at Safeco and CenturyLink Fields, since the tracks run so close to those stadiums. It's estimated that as many as 119 mile-long oil trains a week could be running through the state if all the proposed facilities are permitted and built over the next few years. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.